Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Watchman, where I'm, as usual, with Evangelist John Paul Akena, as we dissect some of the events that are happening in the world that are of interest to us in the world of Bible prophecy. And just so that we carve out a path, you know, that people can understand what the Bible says vis-a-vis what is actually happening in our day and time, because there's never been a time such as this when Bible prophecy is unfolding just about every single day or week or month, whatever. So we'll start with what has been going on, the tensions between Iran and Israel. After Israel went and bombed the embassy in Damascus of Iran, killed a number of top officials who Israel says were plotting, attacking them, and many of them were the conduits through which Iran took ammunition and supplies and all those things to their proxies that are fighting Israel, that is Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and all the others. So Israel killed them, and it had to go into the Iranian embassy in Damascus, and that caused quite a bit of tensions in there because Iran was threatening to hit Israel direct. Now, of course, that scared America, because if Iran went and hit Israel direct, a number of things would have to happen. First of all, of course, Israel would have to hit back, and that actually would be the Third World War, so to speak, because actually the scripture says it starts within that region, and it actually says it starts in a way like that. So they were kind of threatening that they are going to retaliate against Israel. And so America went and hammered a deal with them. And they actually played America properly. They played Biden like a child, perhaps like the child he is, because he seems to be aging backwards now to infancy. Because they played him for extra money, a lot of billions of dollars in, you know, sanction relief. They played him forcing Israel to get into a ceasefire in Gaza, without any talk of releasing the hostages, who now it's believed they might be dead. And that's why Hamas is refusing to release them. And basically, Iran got a very good deal out of America. And so it was. So Israel kind of at that stage said that they are not going to. But what they did, they went and called all their reserve forces and called them back into combat position and said that now let's prepare for anything that may come. But as the week went on, we learned that Iran had no intention of attacking Israel directly, but they are still going to arm their proxies. They are not yet ready for a war with Israel because they haven't developed their nuclear weapon, and Israel has it. So they cannot afford a war with Israel. And Israel has made it absolutely clear that they would use their nuclear weapon if they had to on Iran. So Iran is not ready for that, but they can use their proxies because it's easier for them to fight Israel in that way. Yeah, you know, and then they jump onto international pressure, then they start wars, then when Israel comes for them, then they go for international pressure, and somehow the international pressure always comes against Israel because apparently they are occupiers. I don't know what region of theirs they're occupying. If you ask people those things, they don't know. But they just say the occupation. Don't know what they are talking about. But anyway, so we learned that it looks like it's just going to be the usual proxy wars.
Israel has actually, during all this period, even before, but mostly from October 7th, where that attack was launched against them, there has actually been, they have been eliminating top heads of Iranian proxies, which is in Syria, in Lebanon, and all around that place. And a total of five of them, the last one which happened 2 weeks ago, it was actually the sixth person whom they eliminated. Because there were two major heads. Iran works with a proxy terrorist group called Iranian Revolutionary Guard, COP. And actually, the head was in that meeting, plus another jihadi, but the leader in Syria. He heads Syria and Lebanon. So they were in that meeting together with in that embassy. So when they were eliminated, that means there was actually a real backlash, because Iranian Revolutionary Guard manages all these other proxies, manages Hamas, manages Hezbollah, Palestinian Jihad, and all these other Houthis. And so now when he's eliminated, that means there's a real backlash. And I saw recently that there was actually this person was so close to Soleimani, who was one of the
one who was killed by Trump.
Yes. So he was so close, and that is the high-ranking kind of the person whom Israel eliminated. Now, the response from Israel was calling all their forces, coming back to service, then as well making sure that all their air defense system is on, like they are on high alert. And then I saw that Netanyahu said that now there is a set date for Rafah to attack, which was the last place they want to go for in Gaza.
Because what happens is that I think they realize the relationship between Biden's America and Israel is really on a very down low. And America first almost dictated that Israel should cease fire. But then I think at some stage, everybody, even in the entire cabinet, even those who are opposed to Netanyahu politically, like Benny Gantz, who is the head of the apparent opposition, said that there is no point in putting out three quarters of a fire. So they were saying, we are going to go and put out the fire completely. That is their stance. And now they have even set a date for them to go and do it. And what they want to create, because what Iran wants to create is a scenario where people are uncomfortable living in Israel.
Yes.
Because anything can happen. And you know, the people, once they realize, you know, there is war and all that, they become uncomfortable, and many of them might start moving away. That's what he wants to create.
Yes.
But now what Israel wants to create is a scenario where the terrorists know that wherever they are, they can be smoked out and killed.
Yes.
And then that makes it difficult for them to recruit new people, because you know that immediately you're recruited, you're on Israel's death list, and usually they get their targets.
Yes.
So now it's a question of who gets what they want.
Yes.
But according to Bible prophecy, it's just a matter of time before Israel strikes first. It is not going to be Iran that strikes first. It's Israel that strikes first, according to Ezekiel 39.
Yes.
And then when Israel strikes, then that will cause the Gog and Magog war in its entirety.
Yes.
And all the people coming and so on. But I suspect we are not yet there.
No, not yet.
We are not yet there because according to the other calendar, because you see, you have to look at these calendars vis-a-vis the calendar of the church.
Yes.
And according to other calendars, it looks like there's a lot that the church has to do. But then, as with everything here in time, there's nothing that is set in stone that this is how it is going to happen.
Yes.
For instance, if I remember that time, somehow I knew from the Lord that if Hillary Clinton had won in 2016, the Lord would have had to come by now.
Yes.
Would already be in the rapture.
Because it hastens the coming of the Lord. So many things turn around.
But now that set back the agenda of the enemy. And now we are seeing so many things happening in America, which some of which you are going to explain to us right now. Because regardless of what is going on there, it still is kind of the leader of the world and still has the budget to influence so many things that happen in the world. And you've heard the president, Joe Biden, saying that we are fighting for the soul of America.
Yes.
What he means is that they are fighting to give America to the devil.
Yes.
And they are trying to kick out everything that was previously of God and things like that. And that's why you see that even Easter Sunday fell on 31st March and Biden declared it the trans day of visibility.
Yes.
In other words, worshipping the Baphomet, the transgender God.
Yes.
Ahead of what, you know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So now that is the soul they are fighting for. They want to, him and Obama and Hillary Clinton want to take America down the rabbit hole of demonic worship, absolute demonic worship.
Yes.
But I don't think that the church in that country really understands what is at stake. Because I see some of them, and they have not, they're just some of them who have picked up the whole gist of we have to fight for our country.
Yes.
Otherwise, we are going down. Most of them have remained in the previous whole gospel. They are not preaching the gospel of the kingdom, as it says in Matthew 14, Matthew 24, 14.
Yes.
This gospel of the kingdom. They are preaching the gospel of salvation.
Yes.
end time and so on. But they're preaching it from a defeatist point of view rather than from a point of view of we can take control of this nation. Yes. And the church can do it. They don't have to do a lot of things. Mm. If it does happens in the church and they come together, the soul of the nation that Biden is talking about will not end up in with the god of Baphomet or the devil as you would want it to be.
Yes.
But sometimes I look at them and I say, I wonder, but of course we can pray for them because, you know, but there has to be an awakening.
There has to be a real awakening from within. Yes.
Because I see that there's a lot of things that affect the church there. Because there are old divisions, like for instance over race.
Yes.
I see black pastors who still think that they are obligated to think Democrat, regardless of what the Democrat Party has become.
Yes.
So eventually they also find themselves in strong support of homosexuality, some of them even practicing, some top ones. They find themselves in strong support of transgenderism.
Yes.
And every other thing of full-term abortions.
Yes.
And you'd think that at some stage, the policies that the Democrats are pushing would become too demonic.
Yes.
That even the people who were trained, that by virtue of their race, they are supposed to belong to this party, if they have Christ in them, they would stand and say, no, this is where, this is not what we've bargained for.
Yes.
But somehow they go down the same rabbit hole. You see them having the same, you know, opinions and so on. And then there's the other thing also with the church. And that is that they never stand up when they are needed.
Yes.
They just want to be beneficiaries. That is true for almost the entire church all over in the world. And I've seen that even here.
Yes.
For instance, Trump really pandered towards the church in his first campaign.
Yes.
In 2015 and 2016.
Yes.
Absolutely pandered towards them because he met pastors, he told them, asked them, what am I going to do? What do you want me to do? And he asked them, he said, I remember he said this one day that they met at Trump Towers in New York, high up there, you know, in the skyscraper. And he asked them that how many Christians are in America? Then they told him they're about 250 million. Then he told them that, do you know that is more than any other group? That is more than men, that's more than women, that's more than any other group. Christians are the biggest single group. Then he said that, do you know if you came together, you would determine the course of this country just by your numbers? Okay? But they are so divided.
Yes.
Along racial lines, along all these other things. Then he told them that, and you're so scared. You're scared to even give your opinions in politics and so on. Everybody else will give opinions in politics. But pastors will not, unless they are giving opinions of psychophancy, like it is here in the country, where they are worshipping Museveni and all that. Eh?
Yes.
But otherwise, when it comes to real, you know, they don't. They want to stay away, and they think it's holy. It is stupid. It's not holy. Okay? It's stupid, actually. Now, he told them, what would you want me to do? Then they told him, listen to what the pastors told him. They told him that there is a law which was passed in the 1960s by a president called Lyndon Johnson.
Yes. Hmm?
And the law says that they lose their tax-exempt status if they get involved in any partisan politics, of whatsoever nature. So they said that now, if we come and start giving opinions of a certain kind, they can come and you lose your tax-exempt status, and the Internal Revenue Services come for you. So that kept them in check. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson was a very evil president. He's the man who took over when they assassinated John F. Kennedy in 1963. Mm. And a very evil man. And he actually destroyed the whole black America single-handedly.
Yes.
By, guess what he did? What he did is he went and incentivized families not having men. So he told women they shouldn't have husbands. The government would be paying them a lot of money for having children when they don't have a husband at home. So they would even have people coming, checking, is there any man at home? If there is no man, they give you a check. Is there any man at home? If there is no man, they give you a check. Yet if there is a man, actually that man would not be earning perhaps as much as they would give you in the check.
Yes.
So women started throwing away their men.
Yes.
So children grew up without fathers. And that's how come they end up in prisons and all that. And that's how come they end up in violence. So a generation later, children grew up without fathers, which is a very wicked thing, and then became vagabonds. And they destroyed the whole black whatever like that. And now what people don't know, which is very, I found very, very amazing, I don't even know why I'm going into this, is that the Black America was outpacing white America in prosperity before that principle came in.
Wow.
Blacks had come from very far backwards.
Yes, yes.
They were still behind whites, but they were moving faster than whites. If they had been left to move at that pace, by now they would have caught up with the whites. But what did they do? They give them a welfare state, which is what also happens. That's what dictators do, welfare state, and you know, and people like it because you know you're given handouts and you don't have to. But it's the most emasculating thing you can ever do to a man.
Yes.
Is to tell him we are going to give you money without working.
Yes.
He sees us to be a man. Something in him dies.
Mm.
If you tell somebody I'm going to give you money, just stay there. You're going to get money without working. There's something that dies. Not even God does that. He has to give you something. And yet he owns everything. He has to give you something to pursue. He has to give you something to do.
Yes.
Then you know he can bless you based on that. That's why he says, I will bless the work of your hands.
Yes.
Okay. Now, because he knows if you sit there and you just are getting money for doing nothing, you become emasculated and you become a weakling. Anyhow, the whole thing is, so they told him, that is the reason we don't give our opinions in politics.
Yes.
He said, number one, that's the first thing I'm going to remove as soon as I become president. And guess what he did? One of the first executive orders, he removed that thing that tells pastors and religious leaders that they cannot involve themselves in politics. He cancelled it. So now they have no excuse. But still, they are still cowards.
Yes.
The excuse was removed and has not been restored by Biden, but was removed by Trump. And but still, they are cowards. And they don't understand that if good people decide to do nothing, bad people take over.
Yes.
And the country goes in a certain direction and you cannot help yourselves. And that's just the way it is. And I don't know why good people think that all they want to do is to be left alone.
Yeah.
And that is typical across the world.
Yes.
Anyway, so now that country, a number of things happened. First of all, tell us about the eclipse that hit.
Now, because now with that background, which you have spoken and you said that there's really something happening in that place. Now, there's been a total solar eclipse across America. And it's the second great total solar eclipse. The first one happened in 2017. Now this one, it happened on Monday, April 8th. And this total solar eclipse actually passed through across America. And it has a very, very big significance. And there's been actually a lot more information and messages. The whole entire American church and people in America has been actually speculating and very expectant of what will happen. And actually, there were some people received it when they were scared. Some, of course, received it
with joy.
With joy, yes.
How was the church responding?
Now, for the church, they responded in two ways. The first one, it was before the eclipse, like weeks before the eclipse, they were using it to evangelize the other people, like telling them to come to the Lord, because you know they quoted a lot of things and details. For instance, the eclipse passes through two cities, and all the two cities has the name Nineveh. There were other five cities which had the name also Nineveh, but these other two had the total solar eclipse. The other one had had partial solar eclipse, which was not that it was became dark, but these two had solar eclipses. And what happened there was they started digging deeper, because there was along that place also where the eclipse passes, there is actually a place called Jonah. So they started digging it to the Bible and the story of Jonah, how Jonah went to Nineveh and warned the place in 40 days that warned Nineveh that in 40 days there will be judgment of God. So that's how they were using it to warn other people that this is a sign of a repentance, just as Jonah, because the eclipse was passing through the two places, the two cities with the name Nineveh and a town called Jonah.
Yes.
So that's how they used it. But as well, they used it for the sign of the end time, where when you combine the two solar eclipses of 2017 and 2024 this year, it forms a sign of X. And this sign X, where it meets, actually, it meets in a place called Rapture, Indiana, in a town called Rapture, Indiana. So they were using it as a sign that this is a sign of rapture and people should come to the Lord. They were using it a lot for evangelism. But then there's another thing. That sign X actually is a Jewish letter. It's one of the Jewish letters, which means a sign, a mark. And then they were using it a lot to make sure that they warn other people. But we know that God has always been using solar eclipses as a warning to the world. Lunar eclipses as a warning to the Jews, mostly all the time. So they were saying that this is a sign of a big warning and they have to really get the message. And most of them responded by sometimes on that very day, April 8th, they were actually praying and fasting for that.
I hope for their country.
For their country.
Because you see, in the church, we need America. And they are enough of it. Then there was the lightning which struck the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
At around the same time period.
Yes. Actually, it happened last week. Mm. Yes.
So within a space of a few weeks, there is lightning.
Yes.
That struck at the top of the Statue of Liberty. And we know what, you know, usually that signifies. Because there have been lightnings which struck, and we don't know whether it's going one way or the other.
Yes.
You see, eh? But then it's a sign.
Yes.
Then, previously, then there was a lightning not too long ago.
Yes.
Which struck the highest building in the world, actually.
Yes.
But in Dubai.
Yes.
Burj Khalifa.
Yes.
And it struck at the top of it. But what was curious about that lightning is that it was in the shape of Israel. The shape of the lightning was actually in the exact shape of the map of Israel. And I found that extremely interesting. And it's there. You can go and check it out. It's not fiction. So now you see the relationship between America and Israel seems to be crumbling to some extent.
Yes.
Then America seems to be having all sorts of signs.
Yes.
I'm thinking, and remember, in Bible prophecy, America is not all that. Eh?
Yes.
So that empire has to come down at some stage. Eh? And that is unavoidable.
Yes.
So the American empire has to come down. And I'm beginning to think, unless the church understands the times they are living in, I'm talking about the church in that country.
Yes.
Unless they understand the times that they are living in, this could be the time when their nation becomes irrelevant and ceases to have its place of dominion in the world.
Yes.
But then also, on the other hand, they have misused that place of dominion.
Yes.
To a large extent. Mm. I remember when I saw the kind of president that Obama was, and I say that, how can a country which has sponsored the preaching of the gospel for hundreds of years,
yes,
which has sent out missionaries,
yes,
which has, you know, all these televangelists and all that,
yes,
how can they give the us, by us, because you know somehow it affects us, even if we are not American,
yes,
how can they give us an evil president like Obama? Somebody who's, you know, like, you just look at him and you see spitting evil.
Yes.
I was wondering, how were they ever fooled and lured into that place where the media kind of builds up their person and so on. And you don't know that they are building up somebody who is coming straight from the pits of hell.
Yes.
And I said that they are misusing their authority. Now, what does he do? He goes and promotes everything wrong.
Yes.
You know, homosexuality, transgender, everything
all
that
forms
is anti
of evil.
All forms of evil, yes. Everything that is anti Bible.
Yes.
And they gave him to us.
Yes.
But then, to their credit, they then at least brought Trump.
Yes.
Who God brought. Maybe because it was not yet time.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for the hand of God, and after Obama, it was Hillary, the devil was going to have his way.
Very well.
And people don't understand that. You know, there are Christians who still think that God is supreme. He can do whatever he wants. We don't have to do anything. God will do it all for us. Eh?
Yes.
And that is a very, very, very childish, unchristian, even demonic way of thinking. Because God uses people.
Yes.
When those people refuse to be used, evil reigns.
Yes.
Even the devil uses people. If the people refuse to do the work of the devil cannot do anything.
Yes.
Because God created the world and he said he gives man dominion over the world.
Yes.
God does not have dominion over the world outside of his people.
Yes.
building a dominion for him.
A place for him to dwell.
To dwell.
To rule and reign.
Within them.
Yes.
And then they have dominion within themselves.
Yes.
So he cannot come and say that I made the world, so this is what, you know.
Yeah.
It has to be done. No. Then you'd be going against his very word.
Yeah.
Which of course is in, let man have dominion. Genesis 1:26. But also,
yes.
Psalms 115 verse 16. Eh?
Yes.
Which says the heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. Now, if you don't understand that simple thing, God is not going to do anything on earth outside what he would work within his people to do.
Mm.
And then they do it for him. So the church in that country has to stand up. And because we need America.
Yes.
By we, I mean the church.
Yes.
We need America. We need their input.
Yes.
We need the strength they provide.
Yes.
Because when they push the world in a certain direction, the world actually tends to go there.
Yes.
But if they misuse their status,
yes,
they are going to lose it
very well.
Very, very, very soon.
Mm.
What else was happening?
There was actually also another eclipse in 2023. And when you combine the three eclipses, the one of 2017, 2023, and 2024, April 8th, 2024, it actually forms a letter Aleph, a Jewish letter Aleph. And it has so much significance because now, it shows the letter Aleph is the first letter of the Jewish alphabet. And it was talking about when you combine with the other one, X, the Jews call it Tav, it is the first letter and the other X is there, the last letter. So it was so significant. And that's why they were responding to it that is this, because you know God is Alpha and Omega. And they are saying, is this the beginning or is this the end? That's how they were receiving it, that is this a sign from God as it's also coming across two cities with the name Nineveh, and then also there's a city which is passing over that X was meeting, and it's also called Rapture, Indiana. Is it a sign of the Lord? So that's how, and they actually prayed. They took some time, and I was watching some of them. They said, today I took some time to pray, but also to pray for myself, but also for the nation to repent and come to the Lord. And if they take that direction and they don't just leave it, because you see, signs and symbols which God gives us, sometimes some of them were actually they entered into the eclipse day with so much expectancy and they expected to see something significant. And they were really like cornered to have that feeling, you know, almost a feeling that makes them fearful and take over them. So when the eclipse came and it was a normal day and what, so some of them, you know, it looks like their expectations were not met.
That's because there are a lot of the churches and spiritual, because
yes.
Eclipses, the people of the demonic world,
yes,
they do a lot of sacrifice and a lot of things around eclipses. They kind of think that they know there is something of spiritual significance around those things. Remember when there was one here in Uganda where the best place to watch it was Pakwach? Do you know how many Hollywood celebrities were here? Quietly, they did not want to be known. Top Hollywood celebrities.
Even King Charles.
Who sneaked into the country and come and went to Pakwach, which was the best viewing place.
Yes.
And they were actually doing sacrifices around that, that eclipse.
Yes. Talking about that, in Texas, where the eclipse actually began from, the early morning eclipses, they spoke and said that the hotels in all that places were actually fully booked a week before. And that's actually because they are the ones who actually take over. And they say, now we have to be in that place to actually do. Of course, scientifically, I don't want to talk so much about it because they were doing some study, like NASA was doing some study.
No, that is rubbish. That is rubbish. So yes. Spirituality.
Yes.
Although they bring it masked as science.
Mm.
But anyway, let's leave that. Now, something else that has been happening is the pandemic treaty talks, which apparently faltered because India was not interested in going down the path that the World Health Organization wants them to go down. Now, the World Health Organization wants to pass a treaty which gives them overreaching powers whatsoever. In other words, they almost take over the whole world.
Yes.
Like once they declare a pandemic, which is, contagious and so on, then after that, they are in total control. Now, previously, they had to, we've said this before, they had to work with governments to install lockdowns and so on. Now, if the government signed this treaty, then they will not even need the government.
Yes.
The lockdowns and all the measures that will come with the apparent pandemic will all be straight from the World Health Organization. This is what they want.
Yes.
It is giving them far-reaching dictatorial powers.
Yes.
Total dictatorial powers, where they override the powers of the state, sovereignty,
all laws,
sovereignty of the state, all laws of human rights, all those things.
Yes.
They are no rights. If they say this is it, if there's a pandemic, all human rights out of the way, all sovereignty of states is out of the way, and all such things.
Yes.
This is what they want. And it was supposed to pass in May. And what are they calling it? Preparing for the next pandemic. Of course, the previous pandemic gave people a lot of power. But now their narrative is falling apart so fast because I was seeing, also in America, the Kentucky senator, Rand Paul, forced Fauci to have to give up his emails. And in the emails, it was discovered that, number one, it was him through his National Institute of Health in America, which went and did research to create the COVID virus in Wuhan. Now that is absolutely ironclad. It is no longer a conspiracy theory. It is ironclad from his emails. But then that's not all. They also discovered from his emails that all along he knew that masks are totally useless. All along he knew that the vaccines were totally useless. All along he knew that social distancing was totally useless. But he was mandating those things for people in public. But in his private emails, they found that all along from beginning, he knew that that was all rubbish. It was not going to help whatsoever. So all the even the lockdowns, he knew were all useless. So all the COVID measures that they installed and they forced countries like ours to install by giving our greedy presidents money, all the pandemic measures they put in place, all of them, according to the Tsar or to the Pope of the COVID religion, Anthony Fauci, all of them were fake and he knew it. And he's proven now because he had to release his emails. And these were emails from as early as 2018 when they were plotting with the Chinese when they were going to release the COVID virus. So it's all about power. What I want you to know, it's all about power. Power, 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 all these things. He knew the COVID vaccines were useless. But they're worse than useless. They have been very, very dangerous to some people. What has helped in Uganda, for the most part, and the reason there are not so many vaccine injuries in Uganda as it has been elsewhere, where people are dropping and, you know, moving and dropping and all that, is because many Ugandans got AstraZeneca, which was manufactured in India. And it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as laced with poison as the ones made by Pfizer or Moderna. So Ugandans, for the most part, got AstraZeneca. So many of them dodged the bullet. But across the world, the number of cancers, the number of heart issues, the number of all these things have gone up 30% in some instances, starting from mid-2021. And that was when the COVID vaccine was rolled out. So this, it's so clear. Now, but here, people somehow, you know, dodge. And the Lord has been protecting us for the most part. But if you're warned and you refuse to heed the warning, okay? Because you see, we come out and we warn people. And we do it at the expense of something. We don't just do it. Okay? It is what the Lord has actually, because I'm telling you, the COVID vaccine, the Lord specifically told me to go and warn the people, specifically. I called a press conference. I told people, do not take this vaccine. Okay? The president went on his addresses and said that there is this man called Kableta who is telling people not to take vaccines. We are going to fire you. You listen to the president. You fail to listen to the word of God. Okay? But so many people survived because of the mercies of God. But in across the world, it's not been like that. If you talk to coroners, those are people who deal with dead bodies and people who are in funeral homes and what. They are saying there are things which are, they are seeing which are out of this world, where you would have a few old people dying. Now people are dying in their 30s, in their 20s, and many of them. Okay, and the coroners are saying, okay, it's not bad business because our business is dealing with dead people, but we are supposed to be dealing with dead people who are 80 or 90, not who are 20 or 30. Now that's the problem. That happened all after the COVID. So now I'm telling you people out there, you listen to me. Don't think that you are very clever. I have spent a lot of time doing research on some of these things because I've seen people have been, you know, attacking me, you know, conspiracy. You believe what you want. If you want, if you think it's conspiracy theories, go and get all the whatever, all the interventions that they give you.
Let people who are willing to listen.
Yeah.
Heed
you see, that's what it says. Eh?
Yes.
It says that, that's what even Jesus said, that this gospel will be preached, not this one,
yes,
but I'm saying talking about the gospel.
Yes.
Of the kingdom,
yes,
will be preached across as a witness,
yes,
before the end.
Yes.
Now, when it says as a witness, it does not say everybody will believe it.
Yes.
But it will be a witness.
Yes.
You see.
That you have received.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
That you heard.
Yes.
Yes.
God warns you about something, knowing very well you are not going to listen.
Yes.
But so that you have a witness.
Yes.
He has a witness. And I know there was, you know, that man whom I grew up following, the great man of God, Kenneth Hagin.
Yes.
He said that the Lord sent him to go and preach at a certain church.
Mm.
And he said, but Lord, why are you sending me there? They are not going to receive my message of faith. They are not going to, I know them.
Yes.
They are not going to receive anything I say.
Mm.
And they are so opposed to the things I preach.
Yes.
Why are you sending me there?
Mm.
Then the Lord said, you go there.
Mm.
Now, he went there.
Mm-mm.
He preached. Nothing, absolutely nothing happened.
Yes.
Because usually people would be baptized in the Holy Spirit, get healed because this thing was healing and so on.
Yes.
He said there was not a single manifestation.
Mm.
Then when he was leaving, driving away, he asked the Lord, why did you send me here when the whole thing was what? Did I hear you wrong or what?
Yes.
Then the Lord said that, no, you didn't. But he said, the pastor's wife is going to be standing before my judgment seat in a short while. And I don't want her to have an excuse that she did not know what you spoke about there.
Yes.
So God knows she's not going to listen.
Yes.
And he knows you're going to die.
Yes.
But he says, I wanted you to speak so that at least she will never say I did not know that.
Yes.
Now she heard it.
Mm.
When she appears before my judgment seat, she will not be able to say that I did not know it.
Yes.
And I said, man, God can do things. So he will tell you to do something as a witness.
Yes.
Go and warn that person. Mm. And he knows the person will not heed.
Yes.
But he will still want you to go and warn the person so that that person has no excuse.
Yes.
When the time comes and something happens, they were warned.
Yes.
You were warned. So now you have been what?
Yes.
Because even that's what happened with Jeremiah.
Yes.
40 years. Of waking up every day, in the morning, going and prophesying to Israel.
Yes.
Turn around. Otherwise, you know, the Babylonians are going to come and raise you down. God has raised up the Babylonians every day.
Yes.
But you know, so sometimes you marvel at the mercies of God, because after some time, when kings changed, then they even arrested him.
Mm.
At first, they ignored him. Then a few of them were taking him serious. Then they arrested him.
Mm.
Then when they arrested him, then they put him in a dungeon.
Yes.
Then when they did all of that, then at some stage, after 36 years, now when the judgment was coming close, God told Jeremiah that you call your scribe, some guy called Baruch, and tell him to sit down, and I'm going to give you all these words again. So that you prophesy again, and he's going to write down everything you prophesied again.
Yes.
And take it to your king.
Yes.
It may be that if he actually hears what
this
is going to happen, maybe this time you repent.
Yes.
And it will not happen. So Jeremiah wrote down all the prophecies, took them to the king.
Mm.
The king got the scroll and burnt it.
Yes.
So you'd think God was very angry and said, these guys deserve judgment.
Yes.
Guess what he did?
Again.
He told Jeremiah, now you call your scribe again and tell him to write again. And tell him to take to the king again.
Yes.
Maybe this time the king will listen and avoid this judgment.
Mm.
This time not only did the king burn the scroll, he actually imprisoned Jeremiah.
Yes.
And by that time, things were already happening.
Yes.
The Babylonians had already taken over the Assyrian empire. And now Nebuchadnezzar had started expanding.
Yes.
And the next place he was coming to was Judah. And when Jeremiah was thrown in prison and what, even up to that point, God could have averted that judgment. And he wanted to, but they refused.
Yes.
They hardened their heart.
Mm.
So anyhow, do not harden your heart in the day that you hear some of these things.
Yes.
That was my point.
Yes.
So the World Health Organization treaty.
Yes. Mm. Actually, it has so many, like what you talked about, and you said far-reaching. They want to really entrench themselves into that you will not do anything.
Mm.
Because they will be the one to actually define whether you have a pandemic or you don't have a pandemic.
So they are the judge,
they are the judge,
jury,
and then
the prosecutors.
Yes, then they will be able to determine lockdowns. You know where they will just come and say this such and such a place, let me say Uganda, is infested with this disease, so you are going to be locked down. And for a period of, because now, like what happened is, previously they have to do according to the governments. They have to make sure the government comes and enforces these laws. But now they will be the one to determine those lockdowns. But also surveillance powers. They will have surveillance powers where they will send their people. That means they will eventually maybe will have an army.
To send to see if you are complying.
Yes, if you are complying. As well determines the kind of drugs which you are supposed to have, the kind of treatments you are supposed to have, and then they will be the one also in distribution of those drugs, manufacturing, distributing, supplying and distributing to you. Your work is to just be at the point of being governed by the World Health Organization. Vaccine mandates. They are supposed to mandate for you that this is the one you're supposed to take, not any other. You know, like if you have maybe like your kind of treatment, and you want to say that, maybe for me, I'm going to have my own treatment. I have some doctor somewhere who is going to treat me. That one will not happen in this case because you will have to be mandated. And then they will be creating what's called a digital health, which through this treaty, I'm just trying to read some of the
provisions.
Yes, because this one, they presented it in their first draft of last year. In October, they presented this draft and people read it and they were amazed. Now, they will be creating a system which they will call it digital health, where all your health details, information, your treatment, everything you need is stored in this data. And you are supposed to now subscribe to them via this digital health system. And also, there is one thing which they spoke about called infodemic, which is all information about health is supposed to be managed by the World Health Organization. No opinion, no one should come with their own opinion of health. And that's why they call that any other extra opinion outside of World Health Organization is actually infodemic. In other words, like what it's not allowed. So they will be doing that. Everything, they've turned it actually that they'll be the one managing health, surveilling health and providing everything. But the thing which the people started realizing and responding, because it started going around, people started reading the draft and hearing and said, this thing is really dangerous. And most African countries, as well other people, even in those developed countries, they started saying that this is really dangerous. And people, parliamentarians from different parliaments in those countries started rising up. And they were actually very unpopular amongst the people. And they saw how a great number of population of people from different places are actually rising against them. So then this last month in March, they resurrected it. And this time they did not provide a provision for their draft. And they said their voting will happen in May. And again, because the voting has to, all the members of the World Health Organization has to come and be provided with a draft, I think like 2 months prior, 2 or 3 months prior before, so that they can go through it and see that if they can comply or not, and all they can vote for or against. Now, this time, they have not provided any draft. They have just said our voting is going to happen in May, and that has really raised a very big, controversy against them. And the state of Louisiana passes a bill, and they pass this bill that now we don't want World Health Organization, we don't want our state to deal with World Health Organization, to deal with UN, to deal with World Economic Forum and all globalists. We want to manage our own country. And you see, all these globalist organizations, they're actually unelected, like World Economic Forum. It is just a group of
people come together and feel they have the right to rule the world. Now, this is what the World Health Organization, United Nations, and the World Economic Forum shall have no jurisdiction or power within the state of Louisiana, that's in America. No rule, regulation, fee, tax, policy, and mandate of any kind of the World Health Organization, United Nations, and the World Economic Forum shall be enforced or implemented in the state of Louisiana, or say agency, department, board, commission, political subdivision, government entity, the state, parish, municipality, or any other political entity. Mm-hmm. So what they are basically saying is that they are distancing themselves from the globalists. Yes. That's in brief. But you see, God always has a witness.
Yes.
Now, what is going to happen is so many of the red states,
yes,
in America, the conservative states, might follow suit. And that will make it very difficult for America, yes, to enforce, yes, this, because the next thing you hear, states like Tennessee, like South Dakota, states like, of course, Texas, like Florida, and so on,
yes,
might join in. And then that makes it very, very complicated for America to join in, regardless of who the president is. And of course, it will be Biden, if he's still alive. So this whole World Health Organization pandemic treaty,
yes,
man, that is like Mark of the Beast coming. Eh? That is like just preamble for Mark of the Beast.
Yes.
Like you can just see Mark of the Beast written all over it. And now, yes, now that's how you really see how the devil, what the devil wants for this world.
Yes.
When the scripture says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know where there is the demonic spirit, there he takes away all liberty. He, yes, wants everybody to be in servitude,
yes,
in bondage.
Yes.
Like you have no decision, you have no will.
No.
Now that's what these people are coming.
Yes.
No
taking
decision.
Yes.
We tell you what medicine to take. Take it. Don't,
yes,
ask questions.
Yes.
What is vaccine? What is it about?
And surveil if you've taken it.
Yes. What is this vaccine, yes, about? What are the side effects? Don't ask any,
yes,
questions.
Yes.
Just take it. Mm. That's the plan that the devil has.
Yes.
Now for the... But like it is, I pity people who will still be in the world after the rapture.
Yes.
Because now the Antichrist will be in total control.
Yes.
When the church has been taken out of the way.
Yes.
And that's when people will see what it means to be, you know, people think, you will not be able to what, you know, not what, you'll have to run away. What?
Yes.
Now, it's becoming difficult even now before that time.
Yes.
For anybody to run away from some of these measures.
Mm.
Considering that there is a lot of this digital thing.
Yes.
Now in Nigeria,
yes,
they are celebrating because they came up with a national ID,
yes,
that also has somebody's bank, whatever,
yes,
credit status, bank status, what, and all, everything. Eh?
Yes.
Everything that speaks about you financially is on the ID, and ultimately, not yet, but ultimately, everything that speaks about you in terms of health,
yes,
and vaccine, and all in the ID. Now, that is a preamble for Mark of the Beast. I don't even know how those people ate it. Because you see, that's how they start. And now it has been celebrated as a technological advancement.
Mm.
Okay.
First of all, they start with their e-Naira, where now their Naira is electronic.
Mm.
So all payments are via electronic means, all on internet. You can do it on phone. Somebody, if you want something, you can just instantly on phone. Like it was just that. Now, if they have done this.
And you know, this is how it starts.
Wow.
This is how it starts. It starts by them rigging an election to install their person.
Yes.
Like they did in Ukraine.
Yes.
Like they did in Brazil.
Yes.
Where the CIA stole an election for Lula.
Yes.
Huh? And now Brazil has descended into total tyranny to the point that they were telling Elon Musk to take off accounts of certain people who are anti-government, to shut down their accounts on Twitter or X, and telling him that if he does not shut down those accounts, X is going to be banned from Brazil. And guess what Elon Musk did? He told them, you go ahead and ban us. We are not going to remove any accounts.
Yes.
Because he said that for us, we are for pro-free speech. And a judge, and they will always use judiciary,
yes,
the judge, some judge rules that, you know, this has... So it's not the president. Because
yes,
if the president comes out as a real tyrant.
Yes.
But they will get some judge, you know, they are activist judges,
yes,
to come up and make a ruling, as it is in Brazil.
Yes.
Started with stealing of an election, then now tyranny, 311. Eh?
Yes.
Now they are tightening the civil space in Brazil. That was one of the biggest, you know, democracies.
Yes.
200 and almost 20 million people being tightened slowly, and now people are crying out for space,
yes,
because the government is descending on them and liberty is going out of the way.
Yes.
Now, they did the same in Nigeria.
Yes.
There was that old man who is the president,
yes,
over Tinubu or something like that. There's no way. There was a young, suave,
yes,
you know, guy with swagger.
Yes.
Eh? With swagger.
Yes.
Who was... apparently,
yes,
was the favorite.
Mm.
And he was cheated out of the election, according to what many Nigerians tell me.
Very clear.
And he had a and all the men of God and what were supporting him and so on. But as usual, the men of God only support on pulpits. Eh? Mm. If they took their support past the pulpit, they would influence the affairs of this world. But they don't want. That is too risky. They prefer their comfort. And I'll tell you this, so many people are going to find themselves in bondage because they chose comfort when they could have chosen to go and do something. And they chose to be comfortable. We don't want to cross those people. You know, if we don't cross them, they will not cross us. Who told you? They are coming for you, whether you like it or not. They don't, the devil whom they serve does not want you to have any freedom whatsoever. So now they cheated the election in Nigeria, installed their man. Now they are going to use Nigeria as the model country for Africa.
For their system.
For their system in Africa.
Yes.
And already Nigeria is going down that road where basically the government knows everything about you. Eh? Everything about you. Now don't be fooled that is good. Eh? It is not. Because depending on who is in government, everyone wants some privacy of some sort. And privacy is supposed to be even a human right.
Yes.
But that is being infringed upon. They know if you are taking these meds, if you're this. So now imagine if all that information was given to your enemies and they know you attend this hospital, these are the medications you take, this is what, and let's say you are like a top anti-government person and the government is in control of all that information. They can, there's so many things they can do with it. So that is tyranny. And now it's all across the world.
Yes.
Countries are fighting for their liberty.
The soul of their nation.
The soul of their nation.
Yes.
But not in the context that Biden said it.
Yes.
Now, for him, he's trying to take the soul into hell.
Yes.
But my point is, so is it in Uganda.
Yes.
And the good news is that Uganda is going to be the place where
everything
the light of God starts.
Yes.
And to eventually submerge all these other nations.
Yes.
You see, even Rwanda, Kenya, some of them are also going down that path.
Yes.
South Africa, Nigeria.
Yes.
Many of them are going down that path.
Yes.
But the light of God will emerge from Uganda.
Yes.
And is going to submerge a lot of what's happening in those nations and eventually in the world.
Yes.
And that is by the election of God.
Yes.
God chose Uganda for that reason.
Mm.
So we are absolutely confident that it's going to be different. The plan of God cannot be annulled.
Actually, an example, let me just give for like the light of God starting from Uganda. Mm. One time when we were praying, the Lord told us that we were praying, cancelling the religious bill, which was in 2017, and there was a meeting for pastors the next day. And the Lord told us that this Uganda standing up, fighting the religious bill, is actually a sign for all these other nations. Because that time, all around Africa, there were religious bills all over. And we actually fought it, and actually it's just right now that they are just trying to resurrect it.
Yeah, now they actually have resurrected it and they even sent me a draft of their policy. And I am telling you, if you're out there and you're listening and you're a pastor, this is not going to be good for you. I've read through the draft, the entirety of it yesterday. Yesterday, I read it and I pointed out a number of things which is what they are trying to do is create a ministry of religion where you have to worship or do certain things in line with what they think is right. Now, previously in 2017, when they had started that, there was that man called Mutabazi who was the head of UCC. Mutabazi went and said that they are going to stop radios, which broadcast pastors and men of God from talking about miracles because miracles are not scientifically proven. Now, we really, really came up against that seriously, and eventually even Mutabazi was removed and thrown God knows where. Now, even the people who are coming up with it again, they are fighting the they are fighting against the pricks. And what is going to happen is that there's going to be a lot of things happening because they can't push it.
Yes.
Because I saw it, it's actually a creation of a ministry of religion.
Yes.
Where they are trying to put churches under the armpit of government.
Yes.
And they came to me and they were telling me, I told them two things. I told them, first of all, the church is supposed to regulate the government, not the other way around.
Yes.
Because church is where people go willingly.
Yes.
Nobody is forced to go to a certain church or to fraternize it. government is what makes decisions for all of us, and whether we like them or not, whether we support the government or not, yes. They affect us.
Yes.
So we are the ones who are supposed to regulate government because their decisions affect all of us.
Yes.
But if now I make decisions, let's say in my ministry, which people don't like in the ministry, they have the liberty to move.
Yes.
But in government, if they make stupid decisions like they always
you
do,
have to.
We don't have the right to leave Uganda. We are Ugandans and we are stuck there. So it is the church to regulate the government, not the government to regulate the church.
Yes.
That one they have upside down. Yes. And we're actually going to go and confront that.
Yes.
There is no way that is passing.
No way.
That is not passing.
Yes.
On my watch.
No
you
way.
Wait and see. Whatever it takes, it might take some people losing their positions.
Yes.
It might even take others dying.
Yes.
Because others died before.
Yes.
But just know that we are not joking now.
Yes.
We are absolutely not joking. There are certain things we can't be there. They emasculate us.
Yes.
That, you know, we have to foster, you have to show us your education, your papers, to in order to be a pastor. Papers, which papers? Do they... There are people who are holding big positions who have never even stepped in class, and you're telling me papers or pastors, which is a coding anyway.
Yes.
So we have to end here. We've run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on The Watchman. We shall be back again next week, and God bless you all.
That was The Watchman. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at The Realm, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy, opposite Mukwaya General Hospital. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money line, that is +256 780 290 555, or +256 755 290 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, on TikTok at The Watchman Ministry, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email using info@UGWatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, The Watchman magazine, books by The Watchman and more, visit our website at UGWatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.